Dr. Pinsky dictating a supplemental report on Stephen, S-T-E-V-E-N, Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Martin as described in the reports cited above. Prepared according to new documentation he provided from Dr. Fitzhenry, dated 6-15-23. He was seen for a one-time evaluation. Period. His history of injury and treatment, including epidural injection, were noted. Period. He stated he had been deemed to have reached a plateau in physical therapy, but he was having lower right lumbar discomfort and difficulties with walking. But he was working light duty. Period. An exam was performed, as were x-rays. But they were limited due to his body habitus. But there was no spondylolisthesis. Period. The vertebral body heights were maintained, but this was completely evaluated degenerative changes. Period. Dr. Fitzhenry started him on an naproxen and ordered another course of physical therapy. Period. He concluded this was a recurrence of his low back pain that plagued him 2.5 years ago. Period. The pain was in the same distribution. Period. He was given a new prescription for physical therapy and again was advised about weight loss. Period. He did participate in physical therapy on the dates described. Period. Findings and conclusions. The additional documentation you supplied does not alter my opinions relative to permanency given in my latest exam of 1-5-24, period. As already noted, this set of plain PLAIN x-rays were limited due to his obese body habitus, but did not demonstrate any substantive objective worsening compared to findings seen in the MRI of 8-4-20, period. Accordingly, there is still 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back as a result of the subject event, period. I would again offer 2.5% permanent partial total disability for the lower back unrelated to the subject incident, period. And that is the end.